Pay for performance means different things to different people, even though all have the same goal, save money, keep patients healthy. What's been dubbed the name and shame method has improved patient outcomes when information about hospital care is made public. There's evidence many patients don't look at such data. It's basically the provider's humiliation that prompts improvement. Jeffrey Lamb is Associate Director of the Joint Quality Office at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Less than 10% of our patients actually use the web, making selections or determinations about their health care.
Pay for performance programs generally focus on what doctors do. Marshfield Clinic has found that prodding patients to be more active in their health care can help. Patients are given a printout of their blood pressure, weight, and other information, then told how to manage it. Theodore Praxel is medical director of the clinic's quality improvement and care management.
Anecdotally, I've had physicians tell me, when the patients see that, they're much more likely to say, oh, I really need to get this immunization or I need to get this test done.
Marshfield Clinic is involved in a federal Medicaid demonstration project to see if financial incentives to providers results in better care. The clinic received the largest performance bonus its first year in the pilot, but there are challenges. Praxis says doctors can only squeeze so much care into a 15-minute visit, and specialty doctors are not yet abiding by quality measurements, which have mainly focused on general practitioners. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.